Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. I'm glad that you have decided to spend some time with us on this Sunday afternoon going into the evening, coming to you live from the studios of KLBJ 590 AM with quite a few new stations turning us on around the country, now about a month into syndication. This is always exciting, and it's great to be here with you. I'm not going to get diverted or distracted by the Saddam Hussein death penalty sentencing that was just announced earlier today. I mean, obviously, I'm going to talk a little bit about it, but I also want to spend some time and not get completely distracted about the election coming up in just 2 days from now. In just 2 days, we're going to have a huge national election and a very important gubernatorial election here in Texas, where I'm based, and all over the country. And Tony Snow from, I guess, the Crawford Ranch, where Lord Bush is ensconced right now, Tony Snow is telling the world that it's ridiculous, it's crazy, that they have any control over the Iraqi government, and that this announcement was timed to be staged for the election to give some folks a distraction and some good news. Even Bush supporters are not stupid enough to believe this. A week ago, they announced that they would release this Sunday the verdict just 48 hours, well, really even less, before the election kicks off. But Tony Snow thinks that we'll buy into this. It's just the incredible lies that come out of this administration dwarf what Bill Clinton did. And listen, I hate Bill Clinton's guts. Bill Clinton's an anti-American traitor to this country. First thing George Bush did when he got in office was block Dan Burton's committee, Congressman Burton's committee, a good congressman, a good Republican, by the way. They blocked his committee from going after Clinton. They could have gotten the evidence for indictments of Clinton, because once you're not president, you're not protected anymore. You cannot indict a sitting president. You have to first impeach them. And so it's the same story now with this Saddam Hussein news. This trial's been going on for 2 years. They captured Saddam just a few weeks short of 3 years ago. Oh, by the way, with the Saddam Hussein story, remember they said they found him in a hole? They found him in a spider hole? And then it came out in the BBC, and it came out in the French news, it came out in the Japanese news. It was admitted that he had been captured 3 weeks before by the Kurds, handed over to the U.S. military, and they had held him for 3 weeks and had staged that entire capture of Saddam. In fact, they have the Marine Corps colonel on video arrives. He arrives and says on CNN video, got caught on tape. Okay, here's the story. Do you get me? He was found in that hole. Do you understand? He was found in that hole. And look, I'm no fan of Saddam, horrible person. We're going to get into the history of Saddam Hussein today. The point is, they stage it. They lie to us. They engage in domestic propaganda against the American people. In fact, 2 weeks ago, we read the CENTCOM documents where the military admitted they were engaging in domestic propaganda against the American people. Well, this last week it was in BBC News, so it did break in mainstream news. We gave you the documents 2 weeks ago. Now it's broken in mainstream media. And just in case you didn't know, that's not a free society. That's a horrible signal when you have the government, not just the government, but the military engaging in domestic propaganda. I see some of the calls coming in here, and the toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525 or 877-590-KLBJ, or locally here in Central Texas at 836-0590, or you can call us toll-free. But before I get into the rest of the comments here on my screen, I see that Gary in Tennessee says, "Terror storm." And I guess that notes that he wants to talk about my new film. And I'm very proud to announce this. And again, I don't care about ranking. I don't care about how high the film is on some chart, just for the mere fact of being high on the charts. The reason we care about this is because when you make it to number 3 on Amazon.com, as we have done this week, or when you make it into the top 50 of Google Video, more people come in contact with what you've done. Everybody likes a winner. And there's a lot of people who just shop in the top 10, top 50, top 100 of Amazon.com. There's a lot of people who just watch online video in the top 100 of Google Video. And so there is an exponential building effect, a chain reaction that takes place in all of this. And I did take off the radio Friday. I probably shouldn't have, but for months I've been planning to go deer hunting. Went out and did some deer hunting. I really wasn't after deer, though. I was after wild hogs, Russian boars, and coyotes. By the way, I have never missed hunting in all these years. And ladies and gentlemen, I missed twice this weekend. I mean, I must be getting... But each time it was when I was walking to my stand. So I'll drive the four-wheeler and then stop it and then, you know, walk a half mile or so to the stand. I don't recommend doing that in some public hunting area, but if it's your own property, not bordering fences, it's pretty safe unless there's poachers. Pretty darn dangerous if you're around other hunters, be walking around the woods. And I walked up on game twice that was pretty far away and running from me, and I am just a pathetic creature. I missed both times. So now I've got the hunting bug back, which I hadn't been hunting in years. I've been too busy. But now I just can't. It's kind of like a gambler, I guess. I've never been a gambler, but hunting's kind of like gambling. You know, it's the thrill of it, not really the gambling itself, where it's like watching a little ball spin around. I've been told by people that like roulette or people that like to play poker, it's seeing which next card you'll get. I just can't quit now being a loser. Okay. I'm burning time. I said I would cover serious news and serious issues, and I am now descending into bumpkinism, talking about missing quarry. And what was the quarry? Total infestation of coyotes and little slinky things. I may have hit one, but I couldn't. He certainly jerked after I shot, but I couldn't find, and he ran right in the woods, and trying to find blood in the woods is like, if you don't really hit them good and knock them over. Usually I shoot at something 600 yards away, and it goes head over heels. I mean, I'm shooting deer routinely at 600 yards. Okay, this is not a hunting show. You did not tune in here to listen to me babble about primitive activities. I've already digressed. In fact, how did I get there? How did I, I took off Friday to go hunting Saturday on the first day of deer season here in Texas, there in the ancestral lands in Freestone County, the ancestral stomping grounds. And so I wasn't here Friday to hype up the fact that we got into the top 10 of Amazon.com, and now we're in the 60s because, well, it's number 3 for documentaries, but 60-something total. And so please visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to find out more about that. But when we get back, I want to go over just briefly the real history of Saddam Hussein and why his trial and why his conviction is a travesty. Oh, Saddam Hussein deserves to hang high. But I wanted to go over some admissions of the history of this guy. And then I want to get into the head of the National Association of Evangelicals. And every time, I mean 90% of the time that these guys get caught in a sexual impropriety, it isn't women, folks. And, you know, that's, I guess, his business. But the point is, if it's a Christian conservative leader, or if it's a Republican, I told you this back with the Foley thing a few weeks ago. I've been keeping score here. I mean, these guys just aren't into women. So we'll talk about it. I mean, I guess that's what these perverts are into. They like to, like, prance around, act like good family people. And then, meanwhile, they're pretty perverted, aren't they? Wait till it starts unraveling. I'd have to say about half the Republican Congress is into it. And that's from sources on Capitol Hill. We'll be getting into that. We'll also get into the big election coming up. We'll take your calls. And we'll talk about school safety drills that are angering some parents. Also, thumb scanning to get your school lunches. It's all in the news, and it's all coming up. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's Memory Master, Matthew Gerke, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-761-3669. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-761-3669. 1-800-761-3669.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Oh, at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I see the phone lines are loading up here. We'll be taking your calls at 877-590-5525 or here locally in Texas, 836-0590. And Gary and Tony and Adam and Jenny, everybody, we're going to be getting to your calls. All right, let me just run through some of the news I have here in front of me. Tony Snow, a few hours ago, the White House propagandist, the fake conservative. They're always ensuring that conservatives are neutralized and the New World Order moves forward. That's what Fox News and the neocons and all of them are there for, while endorsing Hillary, while funding her campaigns, while vacationing with the Clinton Ailes and Rupert Murdoch and all of them. Again, And the newspapers they own overseas and the TV stations all demonize America and are pro-one world government, but then domestically neutralize, posing as real conservatives. Snow has the nerve to come out and say they didn't, well, number one, they don't have any control over the Iraqi government when it's a total puppet government. And then number two, that they didn't order them to have the sentencing of Saddam less than 48 hours before the elections, where it can have the absolute maximum effect. So we'll be breaking this down. You say, well, how does it help? Oh, look, the evil man has been punished. The good guys are winning. Iraq, you know, it's a bright spot in an otherwise very bleak picture. So I wanted to go over admissions of who's really behind Saddam, the history of Saddam Hussein, how this guy really operates, and why I'm for him getting the death penalty, but I think that the trial itself is a travesty and a travesty of justice, basically. And then I have this little story here. Three Santa Barbara elementary schools to fingerprint students. Three Santa Barbara elementary schools to fingerprint students. And this has gotten big news in the Associated Press. There are hundreds and hundreds of school districts, and I've been covering this for at least 7 years, that have put thumb scanners in. No cash allowed. You've got to do this. And I remember covering the documents many years ago that it was a federal grant to do this. The article admits it. Everything you eat, everything you do, being tracked by the federal government. And it doesn't matter if you've got cash and want to use it. They say, we're leaving cash. We're going to get rid of cash. Well, what does that mean as a country getting rid of cash? I want to discuss that later. And it coincides with a nightmare report. Here's our headline with the story we wrote about it. Armed men terrorize school. When the AP wrote about it, they said this: school safety drill upsets some parents. Without warning, all over the country, again under federal grants, police storm schools as young as 8 years of age and put guns to children's heads, screaming at them. By the way, we have video of this, and the children wet themselves. They begin convulsing. Some of them pass out. And one teacher, it was in Minnesota, I interviewed her a few years ago, they didn't tell her it was a drill, and they had cops playing the part of hostage takers, and she literally passed out. Okay? And neighbors across the street thought it was real hostage takers. I mean, imagine not telling them. You know, it's one thing for the schools to be set up to be prisons and to train us how to be slaves and to put guns to the children's heads. I mean, that's America. That's pro-freedom. I mean, you know, land of the coward, home of the slaves. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. But it's even worse to then not even tell them. And we have all the video of it, police dogs grabbing bags, ripping them off children's backs, children crying. We'll be going over, oh, you're against the police. You bet I am. I'm against it when they take federal grants to condition our children how to be prisoners. This is worse than shakedowns in maximum security supermaxes. And I've got the federal documents. This is to condition our children, and we'll break it down later. Shame on you. Shame on you. Anybody else put a gun to a child's head and started threatening them, they go to prison, and they should. But these warped police do it, and it's okay. Now, I'm all for the police, but when they do wrong, I am absolutely against them. So we'll talk about this sickening, and this is just one case of it. So that's coming up, too. And I did mention that I will get into the Alcid evangelicist, I certainly can't talk, confesses to followers his drug-fueled homosexual tryst with male prostitutes, and again, every time they get in trouble. I mean, at least Jimmy Swagger 20 years ago was a woman. And boy, did you see pictures of her? I happened to see her many years later. I had a chance at doing some research on it to actually see those hustler photos. She looked like roadkill. But, you know, the point is that, well, maybe it is a greater crime what Jimmy did. We'll be getting into that report. All right, I'm having a little too much fun here. I shouldn't. Things are very serious. I would imagine you want to talk about the election coming up. But, oh, we won't be talking about that in the next 48 hours. Oh, no, not Iraq imploding, not half the roads into Baghdad cut off, not three or four major cities in the last week falling to the insurgency. the resistance, whatever you want to call them, depending on which side you're on. Oh, no, no discussion of what's happening to the economy. Notice gas prices fell magically, and they always fall a little bit during the winter, but never to this level. In fact, I went back and looked at last year. At this very same time, gas was $2.82 on average. What is it now? It's dropping below $2 a gallon average for 87 octane. Who called in first? I'll just go to calls in order here. We'll go ahead and talk to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, it is good to speak with you. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. First off, I wanted to say that Tennessee, 12 the cards for the electronic voting machines just went missing.
It'll be all an accident. It won't matter if the exit polls show that anti-establishment candidates and anti-New World Order and real conservatives or even real mainline liberals who are actually against corruption. It won't matter that the polls show they're all going to win, but magically they lose. Just trust the secret machines.
Yeah, it's going to be a creepy Tuesday, I suspect. Secondly, I just wanted to say the same thing I said last week when I called. Anybody who needs a copy of Terror Storm, Loose Change, or Outfoxed on DVD and can afford it, go to myspace.com/soulismissing, all one word, and I will send you a copy for free.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, sir. Really good to hear from you. Yeah, you can go to Amazon.com right now and get Terror Storm for $11 and, what is it, 19 cents. And you're not going to beat that price. And we discounted it immediately, and it has again gone in. It stayed in the single digits for a whole day, and it's now moved back, but it's now going back up the charts, and it's been the number one documentary for 4 days, and now that's dropped back to number three place. So it's been beating Al Gore's little world tax panic, you know, fake global warming video, which I really shouldn't attack. I read the synopsis and a transcript of the film. I didn't go see it. I meant to go see it when it was showing here locally. Never got around to it. But that's another issue. Let's go ahead and, well, we don't have time. Well, you know what? Do I have time to take one more? Yeah, we're going to go to break. It'd be a good idea doing a new syndicated show with a new clock to have a clock in here. I know you guys have given it to me about five times. I need to tape it to the front of my face, and then I would know when the breaks are. When we get back, I'm going to run through some calls, Tony and Adam and Jenny and many others that are holding. Toll free number 877-590-KLBJ or 877-590-5525. Or here locally in Central Texas, where we are originating from, 836-0590. And we will get more into the history of Saddam after the calls and then into the interesting sexual taste of most conservative leaders. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, built-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
For centuries, Salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Experiencing Alex Jones, live from deep in the heart of Texas. Call Alex toll-free at 877-590-5525. Here's Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends. Welcome back. Thank you again for joining us. We're here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to thank all the affiliates that have signed on and are carrying the broadcast from Tennessee up to Ohio and all the stations that are in the process of starting to carry the new Sunday show. And I want to thank the great studios of KLBJ 590 here in Austin, Texas, from which this transmission originates, and Mark Caesar, Ted Anderson at Genesis Communications, everybody. Okay, here's the deal. This is happening. It's only a two-hour show. I guess it makes it better that everything is jam-packed into 2 hours. But I've got to get into the Saddam situation, the death penalty he was given today, the two other trials, one of them that's about to conclude, another one they want to start. Will they kill him? Why should Saddam Hussein be kept alive? Well, because the people that actually gave him the orders to do the things he did need to be brought to justice as well. Or, frankly, it's a fraud. We'll go over that. I want to get into what's happening with federal grants coast to coast, putting thumb scanners in to get school lunches, to get library books, biometrics, cameras in the school lunchrooms, cameras in the classrooms, cameras in the bathrooms, but even worse, federal grants to have police, multi-jurisdictional task forces under most of the federal grants, that's county, city, state, coming in, pointing guns at 4th and 5th graders, 6th and 7th graders' heads, while they literally release their bowels on themselves. I mean, I have the AP here in front of me, okay? In fact, let me just read one little passage of this. Police in Western Michigan community of Wyoming entered two classrooms at Lee Middle School on Thursday and announced that there was a threat to the school, the Grand Rapids Press reported. Students were unaware police were conducting a drill, were taken from the classroom into the halls, patted down by officers and asked what they had in their pockets, the newspaper said. And it goes on with interviews with the teachers and parents and others saying they put guns to their heads. Some of the kids were so scared they just about wet their pants. I actually talked to the mother. She told the AP they did wet their pants, and they misquoted her. I guess it was too extreme for people to hear. And I've now talked to two of the parents, and the guns were put to the head, so we're going to cover all this. Listen to the principal. Principal David Britton said students weren't told ahead of time. Again, weren't told ahead of time to make the drill as realistic as possible. And by the way, this is happening coast to coast, so we'll be going over that in more detail later as well. But right now, I'm going to run through your calls quickly. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Virginia. Wants to talk about the World Bank interview I did a week ago with the Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist, number two at the World Bank, Joseph Stiglitz. And he, again, announced the next 12 to 24 months, unless they have massive crisis management globally of the financial markets and the currency markets, we will have a worldwide depression. That's not Alex Jones predicting that. That's Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist, World Bank, Joseph Stiglitz. I would imagine that's what Tony's calling in about. Tony, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just listened to that whole interview. And, you know, the only thing that seemed kind of funny to me was just the fact that he, every time you sort of pressed him about, you know, whether these people were doing this stuff on purpose, he sort of just kind of dodged it, it seemed like.
Well, he agreed. He said, yeah, I guess they are doing it on purpose, but we're trying to help. You know, some of us in the World Bank and IMF aren't bad.
Well, you know, I'm just sort of suspicious of this whole, you know, because, I mean, I saw a podcast, I get other podcasts for public radio, and I saw this, you know, it seems like they're starting to put this thing out of, you know, making globalization work, you know?
Well, that's the name of his new book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all there's, well, listen, this is what they do with bad cop, good cop, or good cop, bad cop. They are engineering by design a world consolidation, their own statements, their own policy reports, their own IMF World Bank documents that were released in 2002 state this. And so now that they're going to plunge the economy very soon if they have their way, they have their good cops out saying, well, they didn't manage it right. We should still run things. So do you see how they're hedging their bet?
Yeah, I see that. I can see that. Yeah, you know, they're making themselves look like, oh yeah, they're kind of stupid when actually they're sort of engineering it all along. And maybe they're using that guy, you know, just, you know, maybe he really thinks he's doing something good, but
yeah, I'm a pretty good gauge of people. I'm not always right, but I normally am. And I would say that he's a very intelligent person. I mean, that's not hard to say. He's a Nobel Prize winner, and that he means well and does believe in global government and globalism. He's one of the, you know, useful tools that they're using as a front man. But regardless, the news is very scary, and it is being engineered by the World Banking Cartel that owns and controls our private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Now let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Las Vegas. Mark, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. It is a pleasure to speak with you. And first, I just want to make an appeal to your listeners. I want to strongly encourage them to buy Terrorstorm, to buy your DVDs. There's a reason why Alex sells these. It's really hard to get corporate sponsorship when all these people with money and power and wealth are tied into the very apparatus that we're trying to expose right now. And so that kind of forces Alex to become his own biggest sponsor, and that's what Alex is doing. He's not a charlatan. He's his own biggest sponsor, and so he's able to remain independent and autonomous.
Well, listen, listen, I appreciate what you're saying, Mark, but I did put it out for free on Google Video, and if folks want the DVD, you know, that's great, too. It did, you know, go into the top 10 of Amazon.com for the last 3 days.
Yeah, and I know you put your stuff out for free because you want people to access this information, but at the same time, you know, I think that we should do what we can to help out.
And, listen,
I watched it, and I still bought a copy. And you know, I think everybody should try to do the same thing.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your support. I see you called in about Saddam verdict.
Yes. You know, I tell you, this whole thing, I tell you, it just makes me so sick to my stomach, Alex, to see this. Now this displaces reality. Now, basically everything is narrowed down to, this so-called verdict. And we know they
This is
not,
the October.
The whole,
this is the October surprise. on November 5th. And I said over and over again, don't look for an October surprise. Look for a November one. That's how arrogant and bold they are. And Tony Snow claims that this government doesn't control Iraq.
Yeah, I mean,
it's admitted they're running it from these command bases. It's admitted they've installed the government.
Yeah. Like, there's no nexus between the Bush administration, the U.S. government, and this puppet regime at all. No, and this whole thing is a coincidence.
Even conservative legal scholars have looked at this trial and said it's a kangaroo court.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, from what I remember, I believe they rehearsed the whole thing before they even did it.
That's right. And they replaced two of the judges. Four of his defense team, three of his lawyers, and one of the paralegals were gunned down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a real fair. And listen, the guy's totally guilty. That's not the problem here. The problem is that they have been. I mean, think about it. A 2-year trial that ends 2 days before the election. How obvious do things have to get? Let's try to jam one more call in here. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Illinois. Matt, welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make the statement that here in Illinois, none of our Congress people that are running for Congress are running out of anti-war. Not a one of them. I haven't heard one.
Yeah, that's right. In major polls,
about the war.
In major polls, every major poll. Look, you can say one or two polls are wrong when they're all saying over 70%. Depending on the poll, the lowest are 70, the highest are 82. Every poll saying over 70%, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Greens, Easter Bunny Party, they all want us out of there. The generals want us out of there. The troops were polled and 71% want out of there. But no, the Democrats won't run anti-war. We don't have a second party.
No, we don't. I usually vote for third-party candidates, but I don't even have one of those to vote for in this election.
It's disgusting.
Both the Republican and the Democrat, they're both for the war.
Great point. Appreciate your call. When we get back, I'm going to, in a little info blitzkrieg, run through the real history of Saddam, why this trial's a fraud, and why he should be kept alive. Stay with us.
Yo, top of the crown, raise the queen, a fatal mistake in your cradle, can't shake the dream, the fire beside.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-401-6788 All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-401-6788. That's 800-401-6788.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you toll-free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
And remember, if you disagree with me, if you want to challenge me on some facts or argue, you go to the head of the line. Unlike the neocons, the fake conservatives, they're to neutralize you. As a real conservative, as a paleo conservative, I can defend my ideas, and you go to the head of the line when you call 877-590-5525 or locally 836-0590. Okay, let me get into Saddam. Then we'll go to Galena and John and Debbie and Gian and Adam and everybody else that is patiently holding. Well, Saddam Hussein has been sentenced to hang by the neck until dead. But there's a problem. For those of us that remember history, we have these little news stories. This one's out of the London Guardian. U.S. helped as Saddam plotted chemical attacks. Another one, Rumsfeld offered to help Saddam. Another one, Saddam could call CIA in his defense. He tried, he wasn't allowed to. Saddam silenced for fingering U.S. NI. Iraq bombings. Quote, how the CIA found and groomed Saddam. Oh, that's a great article right there. And by the way, up on Infowars.com, we just have a whole page of links to the history. All mainstream news, all admissions, all publicly admitted. April Gillespie, U.S. ambassador's mission to allow Saddam to invade Kuwait. That's the type of stuff that we have up there for you. So, who is Saddam Hussein? In 1954... he came from a well-to-do family into Crete, and he was hired and recruited. He was a young Iraqi army officer, and the CIA publicly recruited him and took him to Egypt, where for 2 years he was trained in assassination, in bombing, in sniper. You can go read all the documents, not just the news articles. We have links to them here. And he was sent back, and he assassinated leaders, wounded a president, car-bombed, tortured, did all this. He was secular. And they told the Baathists, look, put Saddam in as the head of security in 69. He's still a young man. And we'll quit trying to overthrow you. So they said, okay. And they made a deal with the devil, with the people that control the U.S. I wouldn't say the U.S. It's people that hijack and control our country, the globalists, the crime syndicate. And then 10 years later in 79, they staged a coup and put Saddam into power. Then they gave him, just to kick the war off, $34 plus billion and a bunch of other money through BCCI and Clark Clifford on top of that, but $30 plus billion U.S. dollars. And he attacked Iran and killed over a million of them, and he lost hundreds of thousands of his own people. And he was a big hero on the news, and our government gave him the helicopters, the spray nozzles, nerve gas, gave him satellite trajectories of where to spray, weather reports, had CIA advisors there, how to do it. And so when they go, he needs to be killed for what he did with the nerve gasser, you need to understand, it is admitted historical fact that our government gave him the weapons and used him as a pawn and literally was commanding his military in those operations. And by the way, the Iranians were using a more primitive type of nerve gas, cyanide nerve gas, and Saddam was in serious battles when the Kurds were threatening to overtake the country, and they were under the control of the Iranians. So I'm not defending the Iranians. I'm not defending the Kurds. I'm not defending Saddam. This is war, ladies and gentlemen. And so he's got another trial. He's facing the death penalty for the nerve gassing. And then he also had backing for his 82 slaughter, which he's now been convicted of. He had U.S. backing for the 82 slaughter when they tried to overthrow the U.S.-controlled puppet. So he's now been convicted for a slaughter of 142 people, which he did engage in, which was backed by our government. I mean, so if a capo of the mob goes out and orders his soldiers to go kill somebody in New Jersey or in Massachusetts or in New York or in Illinois, and then the FBI goes and busts them and finds all the evidence that the capo did it and he ordered the soldiers to do it, but they know who the Don is who gave the orders to the capo, and the Don is us, folks. That, you know, we let these global system, you know, this global crime syndicate, these bankers, this oligarchy seize control of our country and use it as an engine, and so we take responsibility. And so the Don is yourself. Look in the mirror. We are the Don. So when you're all feeling good and sitting there, you know, by the fire tonight, oh, we got the bad man. We're the good man. We're the good people. We're high and mighty. Our hands are clean. Just remember that the very same criminals that run this government today, it was the very same crew, Rumsfeld and others, they are the very same individuals who funded and gave him the strategia and the intelligence and the weapons and everything. And it's not debatable. Not debatable. Oh, and then, of course, the biggest crime. Forget the war against Iran. It was bad. But the incredible aplomb, the hypocrisy, the gall of the U.S. ambassador going to Saddam, and he says on video, because he was on record, he said, if I'm going to invade Kuwait, I want it on record that I'm allowed to. And she says on tape, we ought to dig that tape up. I've got the video somewhere in my archives. It's been all over national television. And the U.S. Ambassador, April Gillespie, he says, well, they're slant drilling, taking my oil, and I want to go in there and take those oil fields back. And she said, we don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. We're allies with you. We don't have a, you know, a defense treaty with them. We don't get involved. And he smiled and said, okay, and 6 days later rolled in with those tanks. And then U.S. PR firms claimed they were throwing babies out of incubators. Turned out that was a lie. Just like the rape rooms were a lie. Now, don't worry. Our government runs real live rape rooms. That came out in the Associated Press earlier this week. Federal judge orders the video and photos of children being raped in front of their parents in these death camps that our government runs over there to be released. Now, we'll see. It's being appealed by the Bush White House. Of course, they don't call it torture. They call it pressure. Beating people till they have organ failure is not called torture now. In fact, I was listening to the BBC today, driving back into town, listening on XM, and I'm sitting there listening, and they had a White House official on admitting all of this. I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. It just gets crazier and crazier. So Saddam Hussein is a CIA operative. Saddam Hussein's country is totally run by the people that run this country. But then he's now going to be given the death penalty for following orders and intelligence given to him by the very same crowd that's in power today over this country. And so by the logical extension, if he's supposed to go to prison or supposed to hang by the neck until dead, well, what is supposed to happen to those that gave the orders? I mean, is a mafia don that gives the orders for the nerve gas attacks and the invasions of Iran and go ahead and invade Kuwait, is there any culpability there? I'm sure in neocon logic you will tell me that no, there's no culpability. kind of like Bush is a conservative, but he's for open borders and total amnesty and the North American Union and the Trans-NAFTA highways and all the rest of it. So that's the bottom line with that issue. I'm going to jam a few calls in, and then when we get back, I want to get into police going into schools all over the country, unannounced, elementary, middle schools, screaming, running into the classroom, screaming, pointing guns to children's heads. And in Detroit, they shot a third grader in the face. Fort Worth, they shot Cop of the Year in the head. In another case in Detroit, the officer, it's real bad in Michigan, shot himself in the foot in the drill. All over the country, this, similar things have happened. Just go Google it. I have a big article we wrote that has a compilation of all the mainstream admissions. In another school, they sprayed fake blood all over them and told them they were being murdered by homeschoolers. The children always begin urinating on themselves and panicking. I mean, this is trauma-based mind control. These are re-education centers. The fences are going up. They're thumb scanning to get school lunches. And the cops are being brainwashed under federal funds that it's normal to put guns to people's heads and have them yell and scream and beg. You think I'm joking? I got all the video of this up on my site. In the article I wrote with Paul Watson, I didn't just make the claims and show you the AP excerpts. I have video of it. And I know a lot of you are brainwashed. You'll say, well, that's what America's about. Children wetting themselves with MP5s to their heads, and if the officer accidentally pops them in the chest, well, that's just how it is. And again, these are drills. These are drills, unannounced drills, trauma-based mind control. Let's go ahead. I'm so mixed up here. I want to go to calls in order, but they're all loaded continually, and I can't tell who the next caller is or who I should go to here. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam. Adam, thank you for calling, my friend. Welcome.
How's it going, Alex?
Doing a national radio show. Go ahead.
All right, excellent. I have a lot I want to talk about. I'm going to try to make it fast. All right, this Friday I went to the Missouri Victory Rally in Joplin, Missouri.
Okay.
President Bush was speaking to re-elect talent for Senate.
Oh, his lordship.
Yeah, and after he gave a speech, which was typical, you know, if the Democrats take power, we're going to get nuked by terrorists. And but he came around shaking hands afterwards, and I was right up front. I got there hours early, right up front.
Wait a minute. We're out of time. I want to hear this story when we get back. Will you hold to the break? Will you hold to the break? Okay, good. Okay, he says he will. We'll be right back. Second hour straight ahead.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
In time,